Welcome to Maseches Nedarim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Chapter 11, Mishnah 11. The Mishnah begins, a woman says, Koinim she'eni nenes la'aba u'lavicha, she prohibits herself from deriving benefit from her own father or his father, im oisa ani al picha, if I do by your mouth. That means that a woman takes a nether, she takes a vow that she's not going to derive benefit from her father or from her father-in-law if she does anything for her husband, or if she benefits her husband in any way. Or, says the Mishnah, if she said, she'eni nenas lach, I won't derive any benefit from you, ani apiyaba v'apiyavicha. So basically, she takes a nether, she makes a vow that she's not going to derive benefit from her husband if she does something for his father or for her own father. Says the Mishnah, hareisa yafer, the husband is able to abolish this vow, even though it didn't take effect yet. Why? Because it has dvarim she'beinei lebeina, it has things that impact the relationship between him and her. It's not appropriate, it's shameful for him, that if his wife does something for him, all of a sudden, her father or his father become prohibited in deriving benefit. Or similarly, it's not appropriate that she's not able to do anything for her father or for his father to stop her from being prohibited to her husband. So the halacha is, therefore he can be mefer, he can abolish it, even though the vow hasn't yet taken effect. Let's see the last Mishnah on the Masechta, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis, Chapter 11, Mishnah 12. The Mishnah says, Barashayna initially, the Chacham said, Shalosh Nashim, that there are three women, Yaitzais, the husband has to divorce them, Venaitlis Ksuba, and they're able to get the cash that the husband had committed in the Ksuba when they got married. Who are these three women? Number one, Ha'imeres Tamei Anilach, if the wife of a Kayin says to her husband that somebody raped me, and therefore I'm prohibited to you. The wife of a Kayin is prohibited if she's raped, not the wife of a non-Kohen. So therefore the Halacha is in this situation. You know, he has to divorce her. And also she could say, listen, it's not my fault that you're a Kohen, that I can't be married to you, so you have to pay me the ksuba. That was number one. Number two, if a woman says, Shamayim b'ni l'veinecha, the heaven is between me and you. But basically she means to say, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu in heaven knows what is between me and you. In other words, she's saying that her husband doesn't have the ability to be intimate with her. Or if a woman says, Netula ani min ha'hudim, this is the third case, where she prohibits on herself to have any benefit from intimacy from any Jewish person, and she includes her husband as well. And probably she's doing this maybe because intimacy is difficult with him. So the Chachamim said in that situation that he has to give her a get, and she's able to get her ksuba. However, says the Mishnah, Chazru Laimar, later on in history, they retracted these halachas. And we say that a woman does not believe this, she says this. Why? That a woman shouldn't place her eyes on another man and want to marry him. Umil Kalkela says Bala, and then she'll lie and she'll say one of these three things, and she'll send her husband up the creek. Ella rather, says the Mishnah, Ha'imeres Tmeani Lachaf, a woman says, the wife of a Kohen says that she was raped, Tavi Raya Lidvarel. She has to bring some kind of proof. If not, we don't believe her. If a woman says, Shamayim Beni Leveinecha, that her husband can't perform Yasu Derech Makasha, then the Chachamim said that we tried to figure out a way to bring the couple together and to make things work out with them. And finally, the Tunam Nehudim, if a woman says that she's prohibiting herself to have any benefit from intimacy from all Jewish people, Yafar Chalkai, he is allowed to abolish the part that pertains to him, because that's Devarim Shebeinai Lebeina, that is matters that pertain between him and her in their relationship. And then she's permitted to be intimate with him. However, the vow does remain to the rest of the Jewish people, and she's not allowed to have any type of intimate benefit from them, even if her husband were to divorce her or if he were to pass away. That part of the nether still remains and it stands. Mazel tov and congratulations on finishing yet another Masechta, Maseches Nedarim, a pretty difficult Masechta. The Rebbe Shalom should give us the opportunity to continue to learn, to be uplifted and inspired, and to make sure that we make time each and every day to learn Torah. And in that merit, he should give us so much success in every single area of our life. Mazel tov.